Andre, you are an entrepreneur who used to invest in the so-called traditional line of business, and now you moved on to a business portfolio that is mainly technology-enabled. So have you seen real growth in terms of technology-enabled businesses in Brazil?
Yes, a lot of them. For example, we have now a big multinational technology company, that's Totus and Stefanini. Those are the largest technology company that we have in Brazil, and they are working worldwide. So I think they should be our benchmark for technology companies, and they prove that it's not impossible to develop and achieve very good technological companies in Brazil.
What about the small companies, the real young entrepreneurs? Do you see a lot of that in Brazil?
I think they are starting to. Most of them, they are looking to Silicon Valley, where everything happens concerned to technological or web solutions. And I think collective buying websites, they show us that in Brazil that we could achieve this. And as you can see, a lot of those websites who developed in the 6 months, in the last 6 months. So we have very good IT entrepreneurs in Brazil. But we have a long way to progress. Yeah.
So we talk a lot about shortage of qualified manpower, and that has been one of the key themes here at the WES. So do you think that there's been more action than words?
Yes, there is more action than words for sure. And a lot of those actions we quite don't see, but they are happening. Even on the slums here in Rio, we have very good activities developing manpower on IT solutions. You have a great initiative in Recife in the northeast of Brazil. There is Porto Digital, that is a very good center of IT manpower and IT solutions. And you have also in the countryside of São Paulo state and the city of São Carlos, we have in São Carlos the first semiconductors facility in the Latin America, given to Latin America as well, but especially in Brazil, a new frontier of costs to develop, for example, tablets or cell phones and computers. And especially when you read about the Foxconn that wants to come to Brazil to produce the iPad specifically, and he will need like 100,000 engineers.
Sure.
No, 40,000 engineers. 100,000 employees, but of those 100,000 employees, 40,000 will be engineers.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it is a good opportunity for the education companies to form those engineers.
Mm-hmm.
We need to educate them, and we need good actions on this. As our president launched yesterday, a program to develop technological education and high school for high school students. I think this is a good action also.
Right. So now, really quickly, what are the main challenges that you see ahead of Brazil when it comes to developing technical expertise for the future?
Education. First of all, the basic education, not the high school education, but the basic education. I think we have to solve a big problem in Brazil and achieve a goal to literate or alphabetize our children up to 80 years old. We don't have this objective accomplished so far, but we need to do this.